Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chiefs football this Sunday as they entertain the Chicago Bears at Arrowhead. Pregame at 2, kickoff at 3:25, and you can hear the game on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, welcome back to Hancock and Kelly right here on Camo X, the greatest radio station in the country. Don't forget, you can see us Sunday morning at 8:30 on Fox 2 right here in St. Louis. We are joined in studio right now by Lieutenant Colonel Jason Law from the St. Louis County Police. He's also the director of the St. Louis County Strike Force. Lieutenant Colonel, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So, obviously, yesterday was a crazy day, right? The news broke that around 4 o'clock in the morning, a guy named Tommy Wade Boyd had escaped from Mercy South under the custody of the Missouri State Prison System. When did you first hear about this, Jason, and how did this go down?
Well, so we first, the St. Louis County Police Department was first contacted around 4:30 in the morning by to our third precinct. They responded immediately, and then we started to spin up resources at that point when we knew he had left St. Anthony's completely.
So there's a notification that a prisoner is missing. I guess a guard or somebody noticed that the guy had escaped.
Correct.
He gets out, and so immediately they contact St. Louis County, and the strike force goes into motion. What does that mean? What exactly happens when you get pulled into this?
So I'm the commander of the Division of Special Operations. So what that means is I have a bunch of resources underneath me. They let me know, and then I begin to spin up resources and respond to that scene. We have an active room. We bring in everybody, all the decision makers. We bring in anybody that we think can help at that point. So it was a really great collaboration with United States Marshals, the Missouri State Highway Patrol, St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and the Department of Corrections. It was a really good room of people in there helping to make decisions.
So who's guarding? So this guy, as I understand, he was at the Potosi Correctional Facility in Washington County.
Correct.
And he's got some kind of sickness, illness that he's dealing with, so he's got to go to the hospital. So they transport him to the hospital, and he's under guard. Who's guarding him at that point?
The Missouri Department of Corrections is guarding him at that point.
And apparently something happened because the guy got away.
Correct. The Missouri Department of Corrections is investigating the entire incident on how he left or how he got loose. I don't know all the particulars of that event as of now, but that is an internal investigation, and I'm sure they'll release something at some point.
So this guy had a pretty interesting journey, shall we say, through town after leaving St. Anthony's Hospital. What do we know about his activities leading up to his capture?
So at around 10 a.m. when I gave the press conference, there was a question, where's the perimeter? Well, we can't give that kind of information out at that point.
Right.
One, it's too fluid. And two, I had two active perimeters going at that point. We were pretty sure he was in South St. Louis at about 10 a.m. He hitched a ride. A good Samaritan gave him a ride down to South City near Tower Grove. But we didn't have 100% confirmation. So you can't release your first perimeter around St. Anthony's. So we had two active perimeters, but then once we were pretty confident that we, through reports from citizens, we knew he was in that area.
So was he from St. Louis? Did you think that he might know people in the area? Obviously, he found you called him a good Samaritan that gave him a hitchhike, but was he going to meet with people? What was up?
No, he wasn't. He was just meandering around South St. Louis for a while.
Here's a little public service announcement for our listeners out there. If there's an escaped felon in St. Louis and somebody is hitchhiking a ride on the road, I would strongly recommend not picking them up.
So
service announcement.
So you believe that he was in Tower Grove Park. That's not where you all wound up finding him.
Correct.
But there was a great police presence. Everybody saw the choppers. We saw the police all converging on the park. Was he in the park? What was he doing there?
So that's kind of interesting. There was an event being held in there for registering voters. and they had a hot dog stand. And he was hungry.
Of course.
So he decided to go answer a few political questions, and he got a hot dog.
Are you a convicted felon?
Right. So, you know, and he still had his orange shoes on.
Oh.
Oh, that's a dead giveaway.
Oh, so when he got picked up, he was still in the same outfit that
now,
he was
Now, when we got him later, I don't know the specifics of that yet.
Okay, but the orange shoes, he was wearing some type of slipper that must be issued by the state of Missouri.
Correct.
So that was all going down yesterday around, what, lunchtime inside the park?
Probably around in between 10 and 3.
When did you realize that, okay, he's not in Tower Grove Park, and what other leads were you able to follow? How were you coming up with tracking this man?
So in our command post, we have several people. One of them is monitoring Crime Stoppers at all times. So we kept on getting those Crime Stopper tips.
Oh, the tips, yeah.
So we were dispatching resources on every tip. So we were running down every one. And you got to realize only about one out of every three is
real.
Real. But we also deployed, the Department of Corrections had their bloodhounds there. And I never thought I'd deploy bloodhounds in the city of St. Louis, but we did yesterday. And he got on a good track, and it took him outside the park. And that's when we kind of knew that he had probably gotten past, you know, he had probably left before we even got there.
Okay, so what ultimately leads to the fact that he's at in Shrewsbury? So he's gone from way south, deep south St. Louis County, all the way down into Tower Grove Park. You later find him at Shrewsbury. How do you get notification from someone that they think that's who it is?
So that's, I have to say the media did a fantastic job of getting his picture out. Without the media and citizens, it would have taken a lot longer to get to this guy. But there was a great citizen that saw him, monitored him from a distance, called 911, and we were able to apprehend him on that lot of Deerbergs pretty quickly.
Huh. And this was a bad dude, right? What was he in for?
Enticement of a child, 2 times.
Wow.
So he's a predator. He needed to get off the street quick.
We often document the dysfunctionality that takes place in this region.
Right.
It sounds like when it comes to this situation, it was the exact opposite. It sounds like you had seamless cooperation across all of the regional partners. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and you know what? I've been involved, especially with the St. Louis Gateway Strike Force, with collaboration in the region, and it's hard sometimes. You know, people have their own opinions about things, and you kind of have to drop your ego at the door to get a good collaboration going. And when we started with right at 5 a.m., our police officers were working with the marshals anyway during that time at 5 a.m., so they responded immediately. They were in our command post. The Missouri State Highway Patrol, they did a fantastic job of giving us resources, along with the Department of Corrections. When we realized it went into the city, I called my chief of police and had him call Chief Tracy and said, we need to spin these guys up on this. We need to make sure they're on board. They immediately cooperated. And it was just, it was a really good organized deployment of resources regionally.
When you ultimately catch him in Shrewsbury, was it rather, I don't know if peaceful is the right word, but was there a standoff? What was the actual apprehension of him like?
No, to me, and this is my opinion, I believe he thought it was a game. He was, when he got caught, he gave up and he goes, you got me. And he went peacefully.
Wow. That was, it certainly captivated our attention yesterday. A great job done. Jason Law, Lieutenant Colonel Jason Law with the St. Louis County Police Department is our guest. He runs the St. Louis Gateway Strike Force. Really fascinating stuff going on over there. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but when we come back, we're going to talk with Colonel Law some more.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.